7:06 I have. We'll start this Dameron Valley Fire SSD board meeting, 19 February 2026. Called to order. Roll call.
Kim Slight, Pat Johnson,
Alan Burns,
Olivia Anderson.
I should note that Doug Markham has been delayed behind an accident on I-15. He notified us that he'd be late. He will be joining us as he arrives.
All right. Thank you, Pat. Okay. Can we say the Pledge of Allegiance? Mac, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right.
Thank you. Alan Burns, can we get an approval of the agenda?
Mr. Chairman, Pat Johnson, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda as published.
Ken Slight, second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Number three, approve the 15 January 2026 board meeting minutes. We straightened that out the other day, didn't we?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, Pat Johnson, I move that we approve the minutes for the 15th January, excuse me, that is 2026
right.
Board meeting. Sorry.
Second. Anybody?
Kim Slide, second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Can what?
I can't.
Oh, okay. All right, number four. Approve the 16 February board meeting minutes.
Just a quick question, Olivia. Has a hard copy been distributed out to the board?
No.
No,
I posted the recording and I didn't. I didn't do
that. Okay. That was an auxiliary meeting. So, Mr. Chairman, I move that we table item for the 16th February board meeting minutes to allow the clerk adequate time to transcribe them. I believe they should be ready by the next board meeting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We'll have two sets.
Kim's line, second that.
Motion. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, Treasurer's Report.
Thank you. I've got Olivia to advance to that slide.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Is that it?
That's the one. Yes, that's the one I prefer first. Can you see? Can you see the number?
We can't see it, but we can get the. We can get what? Oh, there you go. Now you can see it.
I'm zooming in.
Thank you.
Working on it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to go. Is this the first slide, Olivia? I'll refer to this first.
Yes, sir.
Now, this is the statement of activity in the Pat Johnson Treasurer's speaking. In the old days, we called it an income statement. This shows the a summary of the financial activity. And the detail of the financial activity was emailed to all of the board members by Michael May previously this week. What you see on the screen and in the printouts is a summary of that information. That shows the income and expenditures for the month of January. You'll recall that last month in our January meeting, we reviewed the December or the year-end financial statements. Okay, we have now the January 31st statement of activity that shows the income and expenses as summarized for only the month of January. Okay, a couple items of note there The total income you will see under operations, $267,983.77. Those were the payments for fees by residents that previously, that we had, in December, they, due to accrual accounting, they were shown as receivable because they had not been earned or matched to that period. Now we're in January 2026. Those now become income for 2026. So that you'll see that. The other expenditures are listed there. I'll answer any questions if you have on any of those. The if you look in the lower right hand corner, that is the net number, $182,535.83. That number will change sometimes significantly as we go month to month. Okay, the operations income in that column for fees, there will be some additional fees come trickle in through the year, but the bulk of them have been received. There will be you'll see line items for income from deployments, training, other things that happen there. So this will be a running total of each, a running total of the cumulative year. February will show the what our financial picture is for January and February. Okay, and it will build throughout the year until we have the complete year. That is the income statement. Okay, the other slide, please. We need to back up one. You have it right there. Can that be? Yes, that's the number right there. This is the statement of financial position, which I grew up calling the balance sheet. This is the listing of our assets and liabilities. The total current assets, that includes current and fixed assets, $1,711,157.47. Our liabilities, those include current payables for credit cards, prepaid assessments, which I guess would be meaning assessments for 2027. The retirement account payable is in small at $121. We have $18,000 of 032.31 of current liabilities. The long-term liabilities, 374, 743, 25, are the two capital leases that we have for equipment. Mm-hmm. Okay. Those comprise the liabilities, $390,775.56, and then it's balanced out with the other items. Reserve savings, $41,407.00. That is a reserve that we have moved from operating income into reserve to pay for an upcoming, and it will be before the end of this month, the annual payment on one of the leased vehicles. So that money will be paid from the reserve account. It will not affect our operating balance. There's our capital assets, retained earnings, net income, as you saw on the other sheet. So we have a total equity, $1,320,381.91, and that plus the liabilities equals the assets. That is our current financial position, which I would say at this point we have, and I just go back to the, I'm going to stay at this statement, Olivia, up at the top. Let's look at the checking account, the checking operations balance, $210,266.92. That is.
You said $210,000, right?
I'm sorry?
You said $210.
Yeah, that's one of those kind of.
That's hard, that'll hardly buy lunch.
Yeah.
I think you meant something else.
To a checking account, $210,289.92. That is the
answer for that chair.
That is the current
check.
That's she said hello to me.
Okay. That's the current operating cash that we have available. That is what we will what will be used to fund our operations until we start leasing. I'm sorry, could we?
I don't know whether you're in the right meeting or not.
This is the SSD board meeting.
Okay, we're in the room meeting. So are we, the fire department meeting's over there?
Yes.
Sorry. We'll go back through the Sloopy and go that way. Sorry, guys, we're in the wrong place.
Yeah, excuse us. I'm so sorry. All
right. It's snowing. I'm sure it has something to do with it.
Okay. Sorry for that.
That worked out.
That did right. Okay. That is the funds that which we will use for operational payroll, lights, utilities, fuel, until we start receiving funds from deployments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Those, of course, will replenish that. I would say that in the analysis after the end of the first month, we look to be in a good position with cash available to meet current and future needs for 2 to 3 months, at least.
Well, very good.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Pat. Okay, number 6, review of board trainings and certifications for 2026. And Olivia, I guess you're going to lead us on that discussion.
Yeah, everybody just send me your certificates, and then I've got to look through and find out who is missing what, and then I'll email you and let you know what to send me.
I'm sure.
No, Alan Burns, I had a question earlier. We were talking about this, and I have some hard copies of things, and I emailed them to Hunter, but I don't know if somebody still needs the hard copy.
I'll take them and scan them, and then I'll find out who. I don't know if we need to keep our hard copy.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
I just...
Okay. Then with that, Olivia, let me hand you the hard copies from me. And I would appreciate, as you had indicated in an email earlier, if there's a handy way that I can use my phone to scan.
Yep.
There's a real cumbersome way that I use, but I'd really appreciate a quick way.
Very
to do
easy.
That.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
I'll show everybody afterwards if you want.
Okay. So then, Alan Burns, I guess this might be an ongoing topic. Just like next month, you'll have a handle on whether or not we're missing anything or whatever.
Exactly. Olivia Anderson, if we have anything that's missing, I'll email you. And then if there's new training that comes up, then I will be the one to spearhead and let everybody know, hey, there's new training complete, and that's it.
Does that mean the mineral trainings also? Are you covering that too?
Yeah, probably. I mean, we'll all get an email, I'm sure, but then I will be the one making sure everybody gets it done and sends me their certs.
Right. Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, number 7, Fire Chief's report and runner of the month.
You know, I get nervous public speaking. Mr. Johnson asked me to share, it's a wildland map we use to track wildland fire. And I just took a screenshot this time, but we're going to share it. I'll probably try to get it on the that thing in the future. And that's going to lead into where we're at and what we're doing. This comes from First Watch. It's very accurate. Give us an idea what the wildland season looks like this year. Oh, I got an extra one.
Wow.
Here's that. So, I'll begin the report because we got enough to talk about. It's a long meeting. But operations, that's our daily operations. We've been running 4 to 5 staff per day. This is generally a season where, I'm going to say generally because I don't want to jinx it, where we're a little slower, right? Not much tourism and stuff like that going on. So operations going well. It's also the season that we catch up on the thousands of hours of training we got to do. And that's wildland structure, EMS, right? All that stuff. So we've been catching up on a lot of training, and that's going to lead into where I'm going. So on our divisions, our EMS, Under EMS training, we have our EMT basic class. It's ongoing. It's a couple weeks in. Doing well. I think they're still around 27 students. My goal with EMS training is to get everybody through. I think when we talk about that, we talk about EMS education and that people pay to come to our training center. It's about getting them through, giving them instruction, having educators, right, teaching them to love this stuff, getting them into EMS, right, and getting them through. So the EMS training division is doing real well. We look at Spec Ops division. That's basically our wildland division. This is where the news is tonight. So, yep, early in the morning, the state called and said, hey, Texas asked for some strike teams. So they pushed that across the entire state. There's a big deployment program from all the states, right? They hit us up, and we said, yeah, we can go, right? And part of the reason we can go is we finished all of our wildland training early. We get that done. We don't really slow down. October, the season ends. We kind of go through November. About December, we start punching everybody through. We wouldn't be able to go if these things weren't done, right? That's what stops you. So a lot of departments, they're not caught up. They're not ready. But we were ready. We were prepared. But so the big news today is, and which is great, because here we are in February, right? The season goes to October, right? And here we are pushing out 51 and 61, our two units, type 6 units, which we're going to discuss our third one tonight. I'm going to give you a little bit overview of what those units do. Five personnel on 51, four on 61. Like I said, we've got all our training done. They're all trained and ready to go. I want you guys, we talk about that department that arrived, right? That's these people. Those are our wildland deployment firefighters, right? We try not to use our career staff, right? So we don't have to pay overtime stuff like that. And we try to use our deployed staff. A couple of these guys are flying in from Tennessee and getting picked up tonight at 7. They'll be heading out early in the morning to link up with Unified Fire and Field Departments for strike teams. That's basically five units plus a dense commander. They're heading out. So they're both going on different strike teams. And deploying to Texas. And that's a total of our nine personnel. And what I want to say about this, when they leave, I don't sleep. Right? And as a board, you know, these are our people. They got a long path. And if you look at what we're looking at, we look at snow outside. And if we look at this Midwest is burning. If you look at Texas, Oklahoma, and all these areas, when you see this red outline, just, you know, those, that's all like a, not fire watch, it's a, oh shoot, I can't remember the name.
Extreme fire danger.
Yeah, extreme, right? Red flag.
Red flag one. Yeah.
They're all red flag across the Midwest. They're getting, oh, you're shooting, passing around. They're getting hammered. Oklahoma called state of emergency. They got a 155,000 acre fire there. So our people are going down to assist the nation's wildland fight, right? Already in February, which is great for us because we generally try to push in through March to April before we start getting deployments. We're getting them in February already. What does it mean? Type 6 units. Okay, two of them. Now I'm going to give you some general numbers. Okay, so basically, when you look at a Type 6 unit, it generally will earn average deployment, nothing too big, basic work, 75,000 each unit. So the two will bill out 150,000. So what we do is when they get back, we rush the paperwork, get it in, and we try to get paid within a couple weeks.
Should we get a question over what time? Is that a week, a month?
2 weeks. So your basic deployment is 14 days. Government, it's just like fighting war. They do the same thing. Everything's there. So they'll get a 2 week deployment. They could get extended 21 days. Then they got to come home. Or they can call us and say, hey, is it okay if they R&R in place? That's 3 days rest in place, and they can keep going. But we'll see how that goes. Works a lot better for us when they're on their single resource units, not on strike team, because it's generally hard to get five engines full of people with families to stay, you know, all that time. But so what are we looking at? Here's what we're looking at. You heard the treasurer's report. We're looking at billing out approximately 150,000 when they get back in a couple weeks, right? Then when we take our costs, payroll, everything we spent, the treasurer can tell you how it's pretty accurate. DVFR should bring in and revenue, like we don't make profit, we gotta use this to keep going for the year, $75,000 on a 2 week deployment. Now, we don't have our new unit yet, but if we did, That would have been another 75,000, right? But we're working on that. This is great. And because this unit here, that's the one we're worried about, 61, is the life of it. You know, we got it put together, ready to go, and wanted to just get down there and do that for us. Our new Type 6, like I said, would have brought in another 75,000. This is important because when you look at any time during this season, if we send three Type 6s out, because we'll have that in our cash. We'll also have the engine buses, which are the hard thing to get, right? You can't have an ER without a doctor, right? So you can't have a deployment without an engine bus. That would look like 225 and 125. Am I getting that right? Yeah, somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. That's very important to me. Obviously, when we look at how serious this unit is for our revenue programs, this new unit should give us about 10 years of continuous deployment for, you know, the history of this organization. Also, one thing I do want to say, I've talked about it, we're starting in February. The season generally ends in October. Usually it starts in the Midwest, down into Texas. Then it's going to travel across to us, California, Nevada. And the crazy part is, in October, it shifts up to the Pacific Northwest for some reason. So we have a lot of opportunity to stay deployed all the way to October. So I just wanted to say that it's exciting. It's great that we're going to get to do that and put this in our budget. And I'd ask the new board members through the year, watch how this works. Don't be surprised if at the end of the year we're 2.5 or more. Right? We've got a very healthy, strong program. Right? And why do we do it? We do this so we can serve the people of Denver Valley with basically a $2 million fire department. Four staff, 300 small staff, all that stuff to keep them safe. And this business plan is how we do it. Any questions?
Anybody?
Well, I'm excited. I just won't say it for that.
You're just that good, Chief.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not going to take the credit. There's a lot of work going into this place. Yep. And you guys are very important. Thank you.
Very good. Yeah, my only question, Alan Burns, was going to be about the engine boss, but it sounds like you got them coming in. So
it's funny, but last year we got two of them. They were on Heather Caspers over, and they got engine boss. That's why when we talk about this other unit coming, we've got engine boss for it. We talk about possibly going to CIB and getting our Type 3. We've got engine boss for that. So we have the secret sauce right now with the staff.
Yeah, very good. Kim, Pat, any questions?
No, thank you, Chief.
Love you. Nope. Okay, thank you, Chief. Member of the month?
Mr. Chairman, Pat Johnson here. I got an email note from Hunter just shortly before the meeting. The information didn't make its way to him, so we need to pass on member of the month recognition.
We'll catch him next meeting.
And there'll be two for next month.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Thank you, Pat. Okay. number eight. Short-term lease of ladder truck from East Zion Fire Department.
So this, we're not paying anything for this. It's just an agreement. Chief Freeman, when I worked in Cedar Mountain, Chief Freeman was a chief out in Kane County too. We have a long relationship. Chief Flagler has a relationship with them. And what I'm trying to tell you is we kind of have the good old boy network in play here. They had a ladder truck, right? They bought a new one. It was stored outside, right? They had it, and we were like, oh, nice little ladder truck you got there. What are you doing with it? Oh, it's just rotting. We're like, okay, let us use it for training and this and that. And the key thing why we're looking at what you're voting on, the reason is we believe that we're just a ladder truck points away from a Class 1. Rating from ISO, right? And that's really what we want to use it for. We want to use it for training. We want to use it to possibly get our points. While we have it here, we just got our containers in. We're putting a roof over that, right? Like there's going to be storage, but also that truck will move into the station while the Type 6s are gone, right? So we can keep it. And we're also going to have a mechanic go through it. We got to make sure it's mechanically sound. I'm trying not to give too much goodies away here, but I'm just going to kind of... Once we get everything done and that's sound and we're using it for training, it could potentially run as our backup engine, is our plan, and also give us the capability of that 50-foot ladder, right, that we don't have now, which is really good. Plus, we are going to, in the future, work out possible, as long as everything works out, and Chief Freeman knows, we've talked about the possibility of that either getting donated to us or for us being able to pick it up for a very small cost. It's a really nice truck.
All right, very good.
Well, Mr. Chairman, no public comment here. I just want you to know that the door latch for it, we'll have it fixed by Tuesday or Wednesday.
That's my welder.
We'll fix the door latch. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Don't worry about it.
Very good. Okay. Number nine. Are we moving to number nine?
Yes, that is. That's good. That's for discussion of the previous item.
Right, exactly. Board discussion and vote on item number eight, the ladder.
Yeah.
Good work in reaching out. That certainly helps the department.
Yeah, it really does.
And changing from a class two to class one designation, well, then, what does that do?
Here I am in the fire service. I've been in the fire service for 30 years, or 34 actually. I work for a class one fire department in the city of Las Vegas. Right, and they're all class one for a reason. It costs a lot of money to do that, and you've got to have all your points, and it's very difficult to do. We're in a unique situation out here where we have a great water system, we got a well-staffed fire department, and if we can, when we raid again, which we train, we hit all the marks, we're class two right now, and I just want to say, if we can hit a class one the next time we raid, we'll be only the second fire department in the state of Utah. Class one, meaning this community will be only one of two areas that get those insurance benefits.
Yeah, so that will potentially bring down the cost of people's insurance.
Yeah, it's an insurance classification, right. ISO, Insurance Services Offices class. Mm-hmm. And if we hit class one, it's going to be really good for people's insurance. Mm-hmm. I don't want pitchforks and torches, though. If we miss a little bit, two's good, but we're really trying to push to get it.
When do we rate again?
2 years. But I can call for an early rating.
Gotcha.
Okay. So we're kind of looking at our data. If it looks real good, you know.
Yeah, once we get the training on the truck and we make sure it's usable and things, and sure.
And we put it up as a unit, frontline unit. Mm-hmm. Then they can come back and rate us. And I'm really hopeful. I think we can do it. And we should take a lot of pride in being close enough to get a class one, because not in most departments aren't even close.
Does that unit have a... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you. Pat Johnson, question to the chief. You mentioned water system earlier. That means our water supply system and hydrants. Is our hydrants delivery, is that up to the standards that we need?
We have a really great system here. And I won't get into all the pictures because there's a lot that goes into it. If you can imagine, the ISO classification, 40% of it is based on the water system your fire department's in. And so, yeah, we max out on points every year based on hydrant location, pressures, right, proximity to the homes. Because we have a small area, we actually max out on that classification for the water system, so it's really good.
Very good. Cool.
Okay. Olivia Anderson, does the ladder truck have a waterway on the top?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got pictures of us pumping it.
Nice. And then do you have an annual, like the charge of how much it costs to operate and maintain the unit? Because the ladder has to be...
The ladder gets tested every year. You're correct, right? All that. It will be nominal. I can get the exact figures for you. But okay. The first things first is we want to make sure we go through it and make sure everything's good, mm-hmm. and that we're not going to get ourselves into anything that might cost us money too much. So, yeah,
right. I'll make sure. I mean, sure, there's operating costs, but then if it's...
We're looking at that unit essentially as a backup engine, because we don't have one now. Our engine goes out. We got no pumper, right, mm-hmm. other than we can use brush trucks. It's not good. So we're looking at that to kill two birds with one stone.
Okay, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Pat Johnson again. Chief, I noticed a provision in the lease for insurance. I'd just like to comment that I just got a notice from our the division of the state that carries our insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process of renewal,
mm-hmm.
I'll inquire whether what we need to do on a short-term basis for this this truck. So I will need to get the VIN mm-hmm. off that shortly.
Thank you, John.
And then I will make sure we're covered on the insurance provision.
Very good.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, Pat, do we need to register that truck?
Well, first we're going to get insurance on it. We're exempt, so we don't have to register anything.
We have to register them all.
Well, they're exempt plates.
I know.
They're switching over to us.
I just had to register all the trucks.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. So
yeah, we'll have to put it in. We'll put it under Dan Valley's name.
Okay, that's what we need to do.
Yeah.
Now, when we have
to talk to the police. Got to stay on point here a little bit, so maybe you guys could talk about that after
the meeting. You guys just got to register.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If and when we decide to make the deal, transfer, we'll get a title for it. Yeah.
Okay. So, are we?
So we're vote. Can you reiterate, please, what we're voting on?
Yes, I would do that. I should let the board know that you have copies of the proposed lease in front of you. To expedite the. The acquisition of this, Chairman Al and myself have signed the lease according to these terms. However, the lease is subject to the ratification of the board. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, I propose that we ratify the lease agreement that has been proposed by East Zion Fire Department for temporary use of their ladder truck.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Doug's not here too, so we're just going to vote anyways without
him. I'm sorry?
Doug's not here too, so we're just going to vote without him.
We have a quorum.
Yeah.
Right.
So we have a quorum. That quorum is three.
Okay. So we're just voting to this is temporary. And then
through the term of the lease, May 15th.
Right. Okay. Okay, gotcha.
After that, it's subject to.
Then we come,
need to
this
renegotiate with East Zion.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Then aye.
Okay. Then that passed. Okay. Okay. On to number 10. Purchase lease of new Type 6 brush truck.
Yeah, I'll just make a statement. I gave everybody an overview last meeting, right? We talked about it. Most of the work that's been done, the treasurer's been doing a ton of work on it. I think he'd be able to speak a little more. But to the importance of the truck, one more time, this is why we make our revenue. I will also say the very first time that deploys, it pays for its yearly. I expect that to deploy somewhere around 8 times this year. And I don't know if the treasurer has anything else to speak on that.
Which is a lot.
Unfortunately, I do. So. Go ahead. Chief, anything else?
Well, I just want to refocus that it's a vital piece of equipment for our department. It'll give us 10 years of deployment. And when you look at our revenue programs, this is just something we need to do.
And that is Alan Burns. You mentioned one of them needs a lot of workers and kind of a.
That's 1361.
Right. We're just going to nurse that along then.
That's what we're doing right now.
Yeah. Not send it to California or anything.
Well, right. It won't pass inspection there.
Right.
But it can in Texas. So we're doing that. But
right. I'm just saying, we're not really dropping one off because of the purchase.
Yeah. We know that. Well, I guess I would say it like this. You know, it's hard to put down an old dog, but it runs and it's getting there. But it's good. Its time is ending.
Right.
So this would be the replacement for that.
So eventually we're going to be down to two then.
Right.
Hopefully.
But I have plans for that, and that's where we're going to be going to CID
right.
This year.
Right.
to hopefully acquire a type 3. You're going to hear all these types. They're all different. But a type 3 is something that can deploy a little longer into the season, especially in the Northwest. That's the type of danger. Okay. So hopefully we'll have two type 6s and a type 3 when that one gets retired.
Okay. Cool. All right. Any other questions about that for the chief? Okay. Number 11, financing options for item number 10.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Olivia, do you have two copies?
I have one right here.
Do you have another? Excuse me, I need one. I need to get one in your head.
I'm sorry, I have that one.
All right. As the chairman, I've been tasked with arranging financing for this. We have an opportunity to purchase this truck at a significantly reduced price under the current market value. It is on a dealer's lot in Utah County. It is immediately available. We have been looking at it for a little while, and it turns out that the original avenue, which we thought we might be used to acquire it, isn't going to come through. Therefore, if we're going to do it, it's up to us as a department to do that. I see this as quite an advantage. Especially because it is an income-producing asset. It's not fixed equipment, monitors or anything else. This is an actual revenue-producing asset for us. So I have spent numerous hours trying to arrange different financing for this. And if anyone loves dealing with used car dealers as their favorite pastime, I'd be glad to pass this off to them. Otherwise, I will tell you we have two options for financing. It would be 100. We're looking at 100% financing. It would be either a lease through the seller's in-house leasing division. Okay. And I have a proposal for that I will detail. The other proposal would be from Zions Bank, from their governmental services leasing division, whom we have used on three previous leases. Okay, we have paid off one of the leases. There are now two active ones. You saw that number, I believe, $374,000. That is the current amount that we owe on the remaining two leases. Okay, so I'd like to review this. I have a amortization chart. We good?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, an amortization chart which was provided to me by the seller's financing unit. You'll notice the principal amount up at the upper left, $199,000. That's not $170,600. It's not $180,000. It's not $185,000. That's the number that they impute on their schedule. And when I asked for the explanation of that, the answer came back, fees and prepaid interest. Excuse me. Fees and front-loaded interest. Okay? Okay, so we have that proposal. We've asked for annual payments of $45,813. The schedule that you have in front of you shows how that amortizes over 5 years. The column on the right is the buyout. That means at the end of any year when we make that payment, we can purchase the unit at that price. And you see at the fifth year, it's zero. At that point, it comes to us for a payment of $1. Okay. The interest rate, as I've computed it from the other sheet here, is 4.775%. That's really not bad in today's market at all. So that's what we're looking at with this option. We are effectively approved for that, but at this point we are still looking in due diligence in the interest of making the best deal and the obligation that we have, to the residents to make sure that we're using funds properly. We're looking for a second proposal from Zions Bank, which is in process. With Zions, we have to go through credit approval, which we're going through right now. We have to go through the loan committee, and then we can move to approval. I'm assured by Mark Anderson that Zions could complete that process, and we could be finalized, approved, and funded as early as the 27th of February, which is next Thursday or Friday. Okay. We have with a $5,000 deposit secured time for us to do that. Okay. I frankly expect that we will see a more favorable proposal from Zions. I'm not sure of that. The reason for that is they are starting with a base price of $185,000 instead of $199,000. So we'll be amortizing a smaller amount. Okay. The question mark on Zions is, and it is a question mark, is if their loan committee will approve an additional capital lease to Dameron Valley Fire while we still have two outstanding leases totaling $374,000. That is a significant number. The loan committee will look at that. In our favor is the absolute perfect payment history we have on all three leases. Okay. That works in our favor. We have made all scheduled payments on time. Okay.
So we also, last year I had the treasurer pay off a vehicle that died.
Yes, that was a third lease. No. We're now down to two. Yes. That we owe them for. So that's where we are. I have asked, you'll see as the next, those are the financing options. So to summarize, you have the proposal from Unified Fleet Services in front of you. We're using that as the benchmark. We can go with that. What we're looking for is for Zions to make us a better proposal. Okay. Where we need to move at this point is a vote to approve the acquisition of this unit. Beyond that, our financing details, which I've explained, I can't finalize at this point.
Right.
We have a standard. I had proposed to the on the agenda a resolution. Mm-hmm. However, we're kind of past that already. It would be kind of moot, to pass a resolution. We're actually already in process with that. What I see happening is if the board approves the acquisition of the unit tonight, then we'll move ahead to to the details of financing. That will require me to summarize those, make a summary and a proposal to the board for another approval. Okay, that will require a notice board meeting with a single agenda item, and that will be to approve that financing. In that case, we should be able to move to close within a day or two following that. So there's a lot of moving parts, and I've been trying to do that. Again, it's been frustrating somewhat with the dealer. They keep ragging that we keep dragging this on. However, it really isn't Dameron that's been dragging this on. As soon as it came to the realization that if we're going to move, we're the ones who have to do it. It's been moving quite expeditiously, less than a week.
And to that point, and thank you for securing it, like we can do this, because that was a big deal. Four other departments got wind of this unit, and so they want to get rid of it for more money. But since we had secured it, they got to sell this for this.
Did you guys, you increased the money you gave them to hold it, right? Because it was, so that was good. Yeah, because it was $500.
We were thinking if we didn't do that, they were just going to pull it out and sell it for $250,000.
Yep.
Which, dealing with Houston, they are they're a used car dealer, and you know, at least I hope everyone knows what it's like to deal with them, and they're interested only in one thing, and that's getting as much money as they can as quickly as they can. Mm-hmm. I've pinned them down now on the price. We have been penalized to some degree by the delays again, which really weren't on us, but it is where we is. The unit is still significantly under market value.
Right.
So that's my summary of that, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, very good. Very good, Pat.
Question. Can we make a motion to approve the most favorable of the two when they become available? So then we don't have to have another meeting?
I didn't have it worded like that on the agenda. If I was writing the agenda today, that's what you suggested is what I would do. But we can't
discussion and vote. It doesn't say what we're voting on.
So I don't know, Mr. Chairman. I'll give that back to you. I'll let you decide.
Al, you ever been under a bus?
Many times.
Yeah.
Well, Alan Burns here. I agree with that point. We certainly all have seen all the emails that Pat has been working on this very hard and sharing all the information with us as it's happening. I think
from a public discussion standpoint, we can bring that up as an item on our next agenda and say this was the one that was chosen and for what amount.
And we
can do a follow up on that.
We'll have to
so all that will be in the public record. But
yes. Mr. Chairman, I would just my comment would be on an acquisition of this magnitude. I'd like to have Doug present for his input.
That was kind of where I was trying to get my thoughts going. It's like we all have to be quite on the same page if we're deciding now that we're going to go ahead with.
we can decide now to go ahead with it. What we don't have is the selection of the best financing option, and that both leasing companies will require a resolution of the board to that effect.
Okay. And Olivia Anderson, can we just call a meeting? Like in the morning or the afternoon, or does it have to be just for the one agenda? Item? Okay, that's me in the evening.
It will be a public meeting, unless we call it an emergency meeting, and I'd rather not do that. Okay. It is a public meeting that will require 24 hours notice.
Okay. And it has to happen in the evening when the public can
get
there.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Easy enough.
So, Mr. Chairman,
then
at this point, I'm prepared to propose that the board approve the acquisition of a new Type 6 brush truck. We have the examples and specifications, the upfitting specifications before us. I move that we move to approve the purchase, noting that at this time we do not have financing details, which will require another board meeting and a resolution of the board.
Sounds like the way it's going to have to happen, I think, to be on the up and up with everybody. So, yeah, I think so. And as soon as you get that information from Zions Bank, we're waiting on,
yes,
then we can schedule the meeting 24 hours beyond that point.
Yeah.
And we can come in and
second on that moment. Yeah, we're waiting on a second.
Well, yeah, I just want to make sure, okay. Yeah, it's presented. So that's a motion.
That is my motion, Mr. Chairman.
Olivia Anderson, I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Yeah, we don't want to let this truck slip through our fingers.
Not this one. You know, if it was regular price, we could think about it, but this one was a deal. Yeah.
Yep.
Somebody made a mistake and we took advantage of it.
All right. Number 13, are we doing this resolution?
No.
Okay, that's going to get...
Mr. Chairman, regarding item 13, I move that that resolution be tabled, awaiting financing details.
Okay. Anybody want to second that?
Olivia Anderson, I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Number 14, board discussion, no votes.
Mr. Chairman, if I could just mention one thing. I had drafted a letter this afternoon and sent it out to the board regarding payments not received for 2026. Affinity has offered at basically a zero cost to send out past due invoices via email to everyone we have email addresses for. And we'll see where hopefully a round of those payments will come in. Following that, we'll need to move to the regular procedure, which is another mailed written notice that has an additional $20 fee attached to it. So I'd just like the board's comments on
I read that.
Either in the meeting or subsequent.
Yeah. I read it too. Good to go.
Yep, Helen Burns, I read it. It's fine. I noticed looking at the QuickBooks thing, there's a lot of small fees that are out there. Are they like late fees or?
Yes, okay. That and partial payments. We're trying to get that cleaned up.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Very good. No, that's okay. Hopefully the message gets across. Okay, anything else?
No, sir.
Jim, you good?
When we talked about ambulance service the other day, we talked about maybe reaching out to Small Cross, just kind of, you know, maybe let them know where we're at, find out where they're at, see how we can help each other, and, you know, I was wondering what the board thought about that.
That was the discussion. My recollection of that, Kim, was that you and the chief were going to work. You were going to be the board representative.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure the board was okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. Are we going to write a letter also?
Yeah,
to
the county. The letter was going to the county, though.
The county commissioners. But that's.
So we still should do that as part of that.
I think we should do that first, yeah, before we go and talk to anybody, because they've already. In the letter from the county commissioners, it said that they wanted to stay with the status quo and that if we pursued anything, they were concerned about legal ramifications. So that maybe is the first step and then the second step. But that's just my opinion.
No,
it's just something to consider. Or if we can do it at the same time.
I mean, no, we're not talking about doing any kind of legal agreement or anything. We're just kind of reaching out to them, let them know we appreciate the service and yeah,
sure.
See, you know, anything we can do to help them and vice versa, and that's basically all we're talking about. So it wouldn't be any kind of a legal, looking to enter into any kind of legal agreements or whatever at this point.
Okay.
It'd just be more of a, you know, initial introduction,
handshake.
Basically,
sure.
And say, oh, here's who we are, and here's where we stand, and, you know, kind of get the feeling where they are and see if there's some things that we can learn together. That would be my approach.
Okay.
If that's okay. And I think we can do both of those things at the same time.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's nothing that should, you know,
right, hinder,
really
one from
hinder
the...
anything from a legal standpoint.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just hopefully, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be nice to get some feedback on what's going on with these entities.
Sure.
I mean, that's, you know, and maybe get some idea what their plans are for the future and things too. So that's something we can communicate with the community, because that is a service provided to the community.
Right.
We can hopefully sort of maybe send a liaison there too, say here's hopefully the service we can continue to provide. So.
Do we have to make a motion to do that, or is that just something that we...
I think we did
at that last meeting.
Did at the last, the last meeting we had, we agreed to do this,
Write
the letters.
Right, yes, so, we did agree to that.
Yeah, I mean, you just clarify.
Okay.
So we weren't there, but last meeting when we were talking about ambulance services and things, then I said it'd be nice maybe if we reached out to Bill Cross and just say hello and kind of let them know where we're at and find out where they're at, see if there's some things we can work together on to improve, you know, and provide service and maybe improve the annual service to the community and, you know, hopefully work together on that.
And so I'll just support any way I can.
So, I don't know if you want to reach out to Bill Cross.
Well, I think we should sit down and talk to him. I'll probably have you do that.
And I told him I would go with you if you want to sit. If you want to sit down with a representative of Gold Cross, whoever that is on their part, and hopefully just kind of let them know where we're at. I know we appreciate
and
the service in the community, and you know, see what we can do to help one another.
I understand, and I think it's a great path. I think to Ms. Sanders' point, you know, to understand that nothing's really going to happen until 2029, but there might be some partnerships, might be said.
Well, no, that
maybe
be,
we can back up and help each other. So yeah. But I not to get too wordy on this, I absolutely would like to get with you, and then we can do that, and then you can take it to the board, and you guys can agree on whatever you want to do, and we can do that.
Yeah, and we're not even really talking about any name baby agreements, but just reaching out to see
I think
you know, let them know there's goodwill there, and
absolutely.
You know, what we're trying to do is provide a service to the community.
I think the board creating a relationship or path of communication. It's really good because it's, you know, instead of the chiefs down here trying to do things, you know, words involved. And they know they're talking to the government, and I think that's a great way to go.
Yeah.
So I'm available whenever.
Yeah, so let me know.
I will. I'll text you.
Yeah, so let me know. If you can get something arranged, and I'll be, like you said, happy to go visit with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Anything else you want to discuss? Okay, very good. Okay, we are to the public comment guidelines. If you could step up to our podium for clarity on our recordings, state your name and a maximum of 2 minutes per comment or question to the board. Comments and questions should be specific to our agenda. Questions and comments to the fire chief can be addressed with him on a one-on-one following the meeting or at the fire station during regular business hours. So, have any takers?
Yes.
All right.
Here we go.
two minutes. I got a timer going here.
I may take 15. No, I have a lawnmower in my basement that needs to go to somebody. I was going to tell you, you need to water the park, but you don't have to do that now because it rained. But you need to look at that and get somebody to take care of the park. Oh, this is Max Sorensen, by the way. I should have said that. The second thing is, in conjunction with your talk about the ambulance, you ought to set up a meeting with Jimmy Hughes, the mayor of St. George, before you go to meet with Bo Cross. He's got some good ideas about how to work with that. I think you'd do yourself a favor if you just set up a meeting with somebody to meet with Mayor Hughes down there. And while you're there, hit him up for $15,000 for the marathon.
Yeah. And the county's going to give us the other things.
Yeah. And the county, you know, that's the table set for that.
Yep.
Just ask them. And I think you'll find a partner that will work with you on that.
Are you Josh or Ms. Mack, or are you serious on that?
I know Jimmy very well. He's a personal friend of mine.
Okay.
And I hit him up already for that.
So
he
knows that money is for providing ambulance service for that?
For jacking up the highway.
Just for jacking up the highway. Okay.
He knows that we need to have some compensation for
this. He provides medical coverage.
This, too. Of our valley, for closing that highway. Mm-hmm. Every time they close it, we should get something. And I told him that if he didn't give us something, I would take a fire truck down there and block the bridge up there. He'd have to have a helicopter to get it out of there. No, he's very open to some ideas about that, where the previous mayor was not. Great meeting tonight, guys. The acquisition of that fire truck is a big deal, and you guys are my heroes for taking that. One last thing, Chairman, I'll stop. We have a 20-foot-long container that has been donated to the fire department from Pam. They live in the valley. What's her name? Pam and Kimball Gardner. And it is full of stuff. They want us to unload it. And so I've got that set up for tomorrow, but we're not going to do it tomorrow. We're going to do it Tuesday. We're going to get some wildland firefighters to go down there with me and unload the trash that's in it. And then we'll bring it up here. And it's going to be the one that sits on top of the two that are out there for our training bill. They simply just gave it to us and we'll unload it.
That's amazing.
So that's it.
All right.
I went over my 2 minutes, Mr. Chairman. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mayor.
So Tuesday?
Yeah. Chief, by the way, Fire Marshal Tennessee was with me when we set that up. There's a couple things. You know, you got the two containers out here now. We got to get working on getting some bids to put the roof on that thing. So just be looking ahead at the future. There's going to be some money that has to be spent putting the roof on that.
Mac, just regarding the lawnmower, the board needs to act on that very soon.
You can keep it in my basement. It doesn't matter. It's easier to get it from here to, you know, the park.
Okay.
Whoever you get can keep it in the basement.
But what you're referring to, and this has come up before, is that we need someone else to take that responsibility.
I would do it, except that I just had back surgery and I can't bend over and fix those sprinklers anymore.
Well, I'm going to be moving to when we get there, but to have the crews do that.
Okay.
So
that would be simple to have them mow down. They don't have to mow it every other week.
They'll do it whenever they're capped.
But they have water. That's the big deal. Yeah. And we get the water for free. There's some repairs that need to be made on the water system. You make it automatic. I just haven't wanted to spend any money to fix that. But we can fix that so that the sprinklers can come on automatically. You have to water it about 2 hours at each station twice a week.
Mm-hmm. So for my fire chiefs, the discussion on that would be real simple. You know, we have employees. We can train them and put them to work and take care of parkers as a district service. So
take a lot of training, you know.
Okay.
If I can make it work.
If you could turn it into an Xbox controller, they won't have an issue. Learning anything else is a little bit.
They won't look quite as bad on the board as I do.
Okay, any other comments? Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. It's our pleasure. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adjourn this meeting of the board.
Can the slide say it?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you, board. Just so you'll know, in 2012, we had an ISO rating of 6.
Yeah.
The SSD was formed. A year later, we had an ISO rating of